We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
A lot of stuff going on at the General Assembly and a lot of efforts to hurt cops out there. I mean, not just emasculate them and disarm them and make them worthless in society, but to actually hurt them. Delegate Jason Miaris is the Republican delegate from down in Virginia Beach, and I'm so glad to have you on. Tell me what you have started here.
Well, I have formed Back the Blue because, as we've seen, and as you've mentioned so many times on your show, and thanks for having me on, John.
Yeah, of course.
This is the most anti-police, anti-law enforcement agenda that we have seen in literally the 400 years of the General Assembly. And, you know, the Lord blessed me with a happy gene, but nothing gets me more fired up when I see political elites ignore victims. And when political elites essentially make it almost impossible for cops to do their jobs. So Back the Blues formed to support pro-law enforcement, pro-police officers, candidates for office, and to really highlight what I think has been an agenda completely out of touch with your average Virginian, because you have too many people in the General Assembly who think they represent Vermont and not the Commonwealth. And quite frankly, I think most Virginians are just getting tired of it.
I think you're right. And if they're not tired of it yet, you wait 12 months when the crime starts to tick up in places that didn't used to have crime. And suddenly they're going to go, oh, wait a minute, I should have paid attention to politics. What happened? What will your group be able to do, Jason?
Well, listen, I mean, I think to your point, when people pay attention, part of my frustration, John, is there is none of the policies being advanced in Richmond right now were not already tried with disastrous results in the 1970s, getting rid of mandatory minimums, early release of violent offenders, bringing back parole. We tried this in the 1970s, and it led to a crime explosion in the 70s and 80s. And then we obviously had the pushback between Governor Allen and others in the early 90s. So what we have right now is, by every single objective standard, they've made it harder for cops to do their jobs. They've made it more dangerous for cops to do their jobs and now could be sued personally. My joke is, if the General Assembly gets their way, the more accurate representation of Miami Vice is that Sonny Crockett's in bankruptcy court every week. And yeah. I felt like there was a need and a gap to form an organization to both highlight these issues, talk about these issues, and support those candidates that want to stand with the police. And that's why I formed Back the Blue. If somebody's listening that has an interest in making sure their community's safe, go to backtheblueva.com and touch base with me. But this, in my opinion, is your number one job as a leader, it's particularly in Richmond, to make sure that we're safe. And right now we're utterly failing on the job.
Yeah. The law-abiding citizens have been abandoned. And you only have to look at what happened in the city of Richmond for the last 4 months over the summer to see that.
No doubt. And the question I'd have for your listeners is, you know, they voted earlier this year to end the mandatory reporting requirement of sexual assault in our schools. Ask yourself, does that make you feel more safe or less safe? They have tried and attempted to reduce the mandatory minimum from a felony to a misdemeanor, assaulting our police officers. Does that make you feel more safe or less safe? And they have pushed a bill for the good time credit for people that are violent offenders in prison, for the early release of violent offenders. Does that make you feel more safe or less safe? And so I think when the questions are posed to the people of Virginia, they're going to quickly realize that we have leaders in Richmond that are completely out of touch. And really, one of the impetus of this was me sitting in earlier this year in September, when I was hearing testimony from one of the progressive elites that had been called to testify on behalf of a bill to end mandatory minimums, including for child rapists. And when I brought up to her that mandatory minimums exist because judges get it wrong. Look at the Brock Turner case in California, where he was indicted on 5 counts of rape, and he was a Stanford student with a high-priced defense lawyer. He got 90 days in jail, was tried by a judge, he was sentenced by a judge, and the person testifying said, well, rapists are victims too. And I never thought I would sit in the General Assembly and hear the so-called expert witness tell me that rapists are victims too. As a former prosecutor, I could tell you that when you've been in the room with a victim of a violent crime, they overwhelmingly desire justice. They overwhelmingly desire not to be forgotten. And one of their part of their healing process is to know that their perpetrator is off the street and can't hurt anyone else. And we are taking away that tool of healing for victims. And so part of Back the Blue is also to highlight and stand with the victims of so many violent crimes where their voices are conveniently been ignored this past session.
I think you're going to have a lot of people who are interested in this, especially with this upcoming year with the General Assembly on the line and the governor, lieutenant governor, and importantly, the attorney general here in Virginia on the ballot. I just hope that between now and then, folks will wake up. Delegate Jason Miaris, the Republican who represents Virginia Beach, always appreciate your efforts and you coming on the air with us. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.